This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Do you depend on public transportation to get around Boston? Are you frustrated by slow, crowded buses and trains that don't go where you need to go? If so, check this out. A young entrepreneur named Matthew George is launching a pop-up bus service in Boston that he says will use smart technology to know where people are and where they want to go. His new smart transit system is called Bridge, which will launch some trial routes from Brookline, Cambridge, and Boston's Back Bay next month. The rides will cost a little more than the T, but the buses will have comfy seats, free Wi-Fi, snacks, and drinks. Matthew George is a 23-year-old graduate of Middlebury College and the founder and CEO of Bridge. And welcome to the program, Matthew. Great to have you.
Hi, great to be here. Thanks.
So these are data-driven smart bus routes. Describe the concept here.
Boston was the first city in the United States to have a modern mass transportation system with the advent of the Green Line Tunnel in 1897. Historically, Boston has always been on the forefront of public transit. Between 1897 and right now, there's been some sort of marginal improvements in how service is delivered to move massive amounts of people throughout a city, but there hasn't been any sort of quantum leap in technology or reimagining how a system works. So what we're doing is developing a data-driven mass transportation system. In a nutshell, what that means is we're crunching about 4 and 6 million data points to essentially find out where people live and where people work. Once we know where they live and where they work, we can essentially extrapolate most of the major commuting patterns. And instead of forcing people to conform to traditional mass transportation systems, we can have the mass transportation system conform to where people are actually moving using some technology that's really come out over the past 3 and 5 years.
Mm. Let's say when this is up and running, a bus route might be different on, say, Monday than on Saturday or Sunday or the following Tuesday, depending on what the needs are.
In our system, there's essentially two classifications of routes. So there's major commuter routes that we roll out based on where the data is telling us that we need to roll those routes out. Those routes stay constant. So once we introduce a route, you can rely on that every single day to get to and from work. The system learns, and the system gets smarter and progressively smarter to introduce new routes into people's neighborhoods.
So, Matthew, we already have the MBTA, as you mentioned, oldest public transportation system in the country, taxis, Zipcar, the car service, Uber. What is your plan add to this mix?
So we are actually backed by, you know, a lot of the major investors who started Zipcar. And we sort of view it as a spectrum. On one far end of the spectrum, you have public transportation, the MBTA, which is never going to go away. We don't even view ourselves as a competitor to the MBTA. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have very, very highly personalized service. Things like personal vehicles, things like Uber, things like Zipcar. Things that are relatively, as compared to public transportation, pretty high cost for a single use. But there's a massive area in the middle that is sort of ripe for a very data-driven and smart mass transportation system.
So describe what these buses are going to be like.
The big value add that we have to our users is being able to do these data-driven routes. So by doing these data-driven routes, we're able to cut people's commute times on average on some of our routes by about 30 or 40 minutes each way. The biggest advantage of using sort of a bus like this is a lot of people are getting an hour of their lives back each day. So the ancillary benefits, like you were talking about, are comfy leather seats, tray tables that fold down so you can put your iPad or your laptop on there. And each one of the buses is equipped with 3 LTE Wi-Fi hotspots. While we, as much as we would like to, cannot ever predict traffic, buses are naturally going to get stuck in traffic, you can commute in relative comfort and still be productive and sort of connected in with your world.
So let me ask you about cost. It'll cost more than a traditional T bus ride, but less than a taxi. So give me an example. Cost.
If you're traveling from Coolidge Corner to a place like Harvard Square or Kendall Square, the range of price, depending on time and distance travel, is anywhere between $4 and $8. $8 is something, you know, on a longer route. So we're going to be announcing a partnership with Route 128 Business Council, which coordinates with a lot of the office complexes out in Waltham. While it's a few dollars more, we think it's worth it to a lot of people to be able to access jobs that they might not have been able to access previously, or be able to spend an hour or more with their families instead of commuting back and forth to work.
You're trying out 3 routes next month between Harvard Square, Coolidge Corner, and Back Bay. How big do you see this service becoming? What's your goal?
We're going to have buses that pick up anywhere between every 5 to 15 minutes. Fully scaled, we expect to have about 33 routes within the city of Boston. And each one of those routes is moving anywhere from 500 to 600 people a day.
So you say that you don't see yourself as a competitor to the MBTA. Do you think the MBTA will view you that way?
what I think is going to be really interesting over the next couple months is working with the MBTA and working with other city transit systems who have approached us to say, hey, how can we help and alleviate some of these peak demand issues? Most cities tend to lose a lot of money actually on their peak service hours simply because they have to add more vehicles, they have to add more drivers who typically are on overtime. So we're really looking forward to having progressive and proactive conversations with our city transit partners to be able to supplement rather than compete.
Matthew, tell me something about your background. We mentioned you're a 23-year-old graduate from Middlebury, and I understand that you actually started a bus line up at Middlebury?
I was a biology major and focusing in neuroscience. I was paying my way through school by working nights and weekends as a paramedic. There was an opportunity through the student government of expanding bus service to and from Middlebury. I started to learn a lot about, you know, transportation options and using data to drive better transportation options. Did that through the student government at Middlebury and then expanded that out. So we've, despite being new to Boston, we've been in business for a year and a half. We're the largest provider of pop-up mass transportation systems for college and universities, moving, you know, on some weekends, thousands and thousands of students around the country.
So you mentioned, I mean, this sort of at the core of this whole idea is this concept of using big data to develop public transportation. Where do you see this taking us eventually? What does our future look like?
As we've seen over the past 2 and 3 years, the trend in a lot of technology has been towards data. Uber, really their core value proposition and what makes them very, very valuable, not just monetarily, but also to the communities that they serve, is having a very big data backend. They predict where people are going to move and implement pop-up car service. So where we think we're going is smaller and smaller vehicles. This is the low-hanging fruit of taking commuters and taking them from high-capacity residential areas to sort of high-demand commercial areas. And then over the next 18 months, we're going to get smaller and smaller in terms of vehicle size. So instead of large buses, our eventual goal is to get down to 10-passenger vans. Mm-hmm. And that way, you can connect micro-commutes. So you can connect people who are traveling, let's say, from Coolidge Corner to the bar in Cambridgeport on sort of a Friday night. And our eventual goal is to be able to get down to the point where we can deploy automated vehicle technology on those routes. The folks over at Google are working on some really fantastic stuff of driverless cars and driverless vehicles. And we think that's the future. That's going to gain a lot more consumer traction in the small van market before it gains traction in the individual vehicle market. Our end goal here is not to provide a better commuter bus, but our goal is to provide a living, breathing, learning smart mass transportation system that we can eventually deploy automated vehicles on to really change for the first time in 100 years how mass transportation works in the United States.
Wow. Smart, data-driven, driverless vans coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Matthew, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Matthew George. He's founder of the smart transit system Bridge, which will be launching 3 bus routes next month in Boston, Brookline, and Cambridge. And Matthew, good luck, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks.